Blog Talk Radio. Hi, my name is Tim Roken, head football coach here at St. Joseph's Prep, and you're listening to WSJP on Block Talk Radio. Go Prep.
Perfect. You stop. but Wall gets the rebound, throws it out to Thompson. Thompson with the three, and it's good. The place is electric here in the first shutout. As Tobias tries to go with the shot, Prep scores ahead of by number two, Colin Marshall.
Waiting for the field goal. That is blocked. That is that gorgeous. You have got to be kidding me. He blocked it and caught it at the same time. And he's going to bring it to the house for another St. Joe's Prep touchdown.
It will do it. St. Joe's Prep doing it on the state championship game for back-to-back years.
And St. Joe's Prep is headed to the Palestra. For the first time in school history, the St. Joe's Prep hockey team are state champions.
You're listening to WSJP, the voice of all things St. Joe's Prep.
Hi, I'm Jack Owens here at the Temple Sports Complex along with my color analyst, Ted Anzac. Coming into this game for St. Joe's Prep against Archbishop Wood Soccer. And as I said earlier, we're here at the Temple Sports Complex hoping for an exciting PCL matchup with two PCL powerhouses here. And Ted, coming into this game, the Prep has really been a force to be reckoned with. They're undefeated. What do you expect to see from them today?
Well, Jack, first of all, I want to thank you for having me with you. And, I mean, for the Prep, everything has gone right for them so far. I mean, they're coming off another huge victory, another shutout. We're scoring 5-plus goals against Cardinal O'Hara, and that was just an all-out domination. They had control of possession, control of the ball. They moved the ball well. They were physical. They won the 50-50 balls. And, I mean, that's kind of been the story all season. I mean, what is a better team? And we'll see how the Prep really reacts to that and adjusts to a more physical, skilled team that they're going to play.
Yeah, Ted, definitely. And coming into this game, Wood only has one loss on the year, and that's to another PCL powerhouse, LaSalle, and their last game, a 4-0 game. But other than that, they've been a really good team too. So coming into this game, as we've seen through a lot of the games so far this year, there's been a couple key players for the Prep. Who do you expect a couple of those key players to be in this game?
Well, Jack, I would say Captain Pat Green is going to be the biggest X factor for the Prep. I mean, he had two goals last game. Both were beauties, top right corner. I mean, there was nothing really the O'Hara goalkeeper could do about them. And I think he'll look to make a difference from the outside today as well. And also, number 5 captain Cole McCartney and number 7 captain Dennis McBride. I think both of them are phenomenal soccer players, very skilled, and I think they might score a goal as well. As their impact is also matched as well, just being on the field and helping them, their teammates, with getting the ball, passing around, and setting up goals and setting up those chances.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there, Ted. Definitely those three players, Pat Green, Cole McCartney, and Dennis McBride, the three senior captains for the Prep, they're always X factors and they're crucial to the team's success. And even after that, they have a really deep lineup with players like Jerry Poslesny, the other center back, along with Dennis McBride. Players like that are just key for the Prep. And as Jerry's a junior, he's had a great season so far. As the Prep hasn't actually allowed a single goal yet throughout the entire season. A lot of that due in large part to the defense, centered around Dennis McBride and Jerry Poslesny, along with outside backs Justin Casper and Topher Tarasenko. And that's really been the strong point of their team so far this year, their defense. Can you expand on what their defense has been able to do that's been able to shut down a lot of the other PCL teams that they've played so far this year?
Yeah, well, Jack, basically, I think also this defense relies a lot on the goalkeepers as well. So I want to give a quick shout-out to the three goalkeepers from St. Joe's Prep, Coleman Monahan, Luca Emilio, and Owen Schultz. I mean, they've both been – all three of them have been phenomenal. I mean, Luca Emilio and Coleman Monahan have taken most of the minutes, but when Schultz has been playing some of these games, I think he's really developed as a player and gotten better. I mean, all three of them are so athletic. They can make almost any save, like from diving left or right, and you'll see them probably likely flying in this game.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ted. And I like – I like the way that you gave the credit to those goalies, who, I mean, I centered it around the defense as being the ones who have made these shutouts possible. And while it is them, it's also the goalies, like you said, and they've been excellent for the Prep this year. And not only has it been just one guy running the show, but all three of them are top-tier goalies, which is rare for a team in the PCL. And now that we've gone over a couple key players for the Prep, who do you think is going to be the main players for Wood? I mean, in my opinion, it's definitely Dom Petruzzelli is one of them, the captain for Wood. He's one of the defensive players. Is there anyone else that stands out to you?
I would probably say Brandon Keehan and CJ Clyde for Wood. I mean, they're both phenomenal players. They're captains for a reason, and I look to see them make an early impact in this game with their strong play so far for the Prep. I mean, all three are seniors. All three have been in this situation before. I mean, Temple University, Friday Night Lights, let's see how they respond.
Yeah, definitely. All three of those players are going to be key, as Dom Petruzzelli looks to command the defense, along with another player, Colin Christian, another defender, and he has blazing speed out there, and that's what Wood is. That's one of the things Wood has really liked to use this year. They're a fast team that likes to play with a fast pace. Like you mentioned earlier, Braden Keehan and CJ Clyde, the two midfielders. Clyde's a midfielder. Keehan likes to play both in the midfield and up front at forward, and between those two, they look to control possession. As we said earlier, Wood's defense is very good. Apart from the performance against LaSalle where they let up a couple goals, they've been really solid all year. Not only that, but they've been able to score really well against a lot of the other PCL teams, centered around that attack by Braden Keehan and Dom Petruzzelli, and that's really what they're going to look for today. Now, what do you think the keys are going to be for the Prep coming into this game, as we said, against Wood, one of the biggest games of the year for both teams so far? What do you think the Prep's going to have to do to get a win?
Well, I think the formula for the Prep, Jack, is going to have to be what they have had a formula early. I think get a couple quick goals. So the Prep really starts out really hot. I mean, that starts from Mr. Coyle, the way he warms up his team. I mean, they're always ready to go every time. I mean, from the jump start, it usually catches teams off guard. And I think, once again, if they can catch a couple quick goals, I think that will really help them. And maybe they can play a more defensive game against a Wood team who's very explosive, and maybe they can ease out a win. Or maybe I think they just keep their foot on the gas pedal all game. I mean, that's a strategy that can work. I mean, this Prep team has so much stamina. They've been working with Jacksonville Fitness Academy, with Coach Hennigan. And, I mean, we'll see how much that training can help them in this game.
Yeah, and definitely. I know that you mentioned the stamina of the Prep and how that's been able to be one of the key factors contributing to their victory streak. And a lot of that goes to their depth. So obviously their depth has been a key part of their team this year. And we've spoken on a lot of key parts of their team, but their depth has really been one of the things that's helped them play against these other PCL teams. I mean, they have, like you said, they've gotten out to early leads, and then their stamina with their depth. They've got a ton of forwards and a ton of midfielders that they've been able to rotate in and out to keep the other team guessing and really keep the other team on edge. And as we get a little past 7 o'clock here, it looks like the teams are coming out and getting ready to play. Wood in white and St. Joe's Prep in black. And it looks like St. Joe's Prep is going to have the tap. And on the contrary, what do you think Wood has to do to get a win here?
Well, I think they have to bring just as much energy as the Prep does to this team. I mean, they're going to come out physical, they're going to come out strong, and I think Wood will just have to retaliate that. And I think they're going to have to try and split the two center backs. I mean, it's a very hard thing to do. I mean, there's so much speed and strength down there. But I think if they can get through this Prep's 4-2-3-1, I think that will be a big key to them to start out the game. But, I mean, we'll have to see how they respond, how both teams respond starting out. Because, I mean, obviously momentum will switch during the game. But I think an early lead is something that will always help you.
Yeah, definitely. And when you look at the Prep's team, it just came out and lined up. You have Julian Faust starting at the forward position in the midfield of Cole McCartney in the middle with Brock Harris and Connor Christ on the outsides. And defensive midfielders Dennis McBride and Jack Salvo have been two really great players for the Prep this season. And then the center backs, Jerry Poslesny and Topher Tereshko, have been great too, along with outside backs starting today, Justin Casper and Pat Green. As we are underway, Julian Faust is going to kick this ball back right to Dennis McBride, and the Prep is going to cycle it around with their defense as Pat Green's now got it. Wood starts to push up, and this one's going to go all the way back to the goalie, Luca Emilio. Emilio is going to look around. He plays it deep down the field. It's not going to be quite able to get to Faust as Wood's going to take it the other way before it's intercepted by the Prep, and now Carlucci is going to have it on the wing, and Carlucci is going to look inside to Faust. Faust plays it back to McBride, who's got a lot of time right past half, and he's going to give it to Carlucci on the wing again. Carlucci inside the looks like it was going to Harris, but it's taken by McCartney. McCartney outside to Faust. Faust is going to cut inside down to the goal. He's going to take a shot, and what a save from the woodkeeper. Rebound Brock. Harris can't get it to go, and poking around at it in the net, and it's going to dribble back out as Jackson Kiss is able to clear it now for Wood. A lot of pressure.
Wow.
And there's some confusion on the field, and it looks like it's going to be a corner for the Prep.
Wow, that was crazy. I mean, the Prep, look at, they had two chances to score there. One from Foss, which is a great save from the goalkeeper, and also another great shot from Brock that was cleared away by looked like one of the defenders on Wood.
Yeah, definitely. And as the corner comes in now, it looks like it was taken by Carlucci, and it's hit back out by Wood. Wood's going to take it the other way. It's intercepted by Salvo, who gets tangled up with Casper and his own team. And now it's going to go to Petruzzelli, who's going to throw it out on the wing to Jackson Kiss, who's going to take it along for Prep. Jared Posluszny looks to take it away from him and does as they fight for the ball along the sideline. And Kiss takes it right back. And he's going to look inside. It's intercepted by Carlucci. Carlucci has it taken away from him by Kiss again, and they fight for the ball a little more as Carlucci puts it up the sideline, and there's a foul called on Jackson Kiss, and now it's going to be a Prep kick from their own side of the field.
Yeah, Jack, I mean, that was just very physical play from both teams right there, and I think the refs all game are going to let these two teams play and just really battle it out and see who really can win those 50-50 balls.
And Pat Green's going to start back up with a kick to Posluszny, who's going to give it over to Tarasco. And this is going to be cycled around by the Prep until Tarasco kicks it pretty far. And it's headed back by Wood. Falls into the hands of Posluszny now. Posluszny out to Harris on the wing. Harris is going to look back, gets it to Casper. Casper inside. It's going to be stolen by Wood. And now there's going to be a step for the Prep as McBride takes the ball, and it's taken by Jackson Kiss again. And Wood takes it back. They're going to... A couple players fighting for it in the midfield right now before it goes to number 12 for Wood, C.J. Clyde, the captain. And Clyde's going to get it on the wing to Kiss. They're going to look around into the middle for Giuseppe Perpato. And it looks like a soft shot from Wood, and it's going to be saved by keeper Luca Emilio. Not really a tough save there, but gets possession back for the Prep.
Yeah, once again, great awareness and vision from Luca Emilio to see that quick shot before someone else could really run in and get another shot in. So nice work by him.
Yeah, and Prep's going to take it the other way now. Faust has it, takes it over half. He looks. There's a step from a Wood player, and he clipped a little piece of Faust. There's going to be no call at first, and it's going to stay no call. Colin Christen's going to take it on the wing. He gives it to Jackson Kiss, and Wood's going to take it just above midfield. There's a pass in the middle. It's intercepted. Step by Jack Salvo, who's going to get it to McCartney. McCartney outside to Carlucci. And that one's going to fall away from Carlucci as it'll be Wood ball out of bounds for Colin Crist. Gives it to Jackson, flipped ahead by number four, or flipped ahead by Jackson, rather, for number four on Wood, Logan Savage. Savage is going to try to put it outside, and he misses greatly, and this will go way out of bounds. Now it'll be Prep ball just outside of their 18 on their own side of the field.
Unlucky once again by Wood, making a bad pass right there, but honestly, this game, once again, is just going to be battle after battle. That one call they didn't call, I mean, that could have been a foul by other refs.
Yeah, and as you see the play restarts now, it's going to be stolen there. Looks like it might have been Matt Shade on the outside, but he's going to kick it back out of bounds for the Prep. And now number 12, C.J. Clyde, is going to be in the mix after this for this throw-in here as he fights for control in the zone. It's going to be thrown to him. He flicks it ahead. Maybe a little too far ahead, and that one's going to go out of bounds for a goal kick. And it looks like Luca Emilio is going to be taking this kick for the Prep as they look to restart possession here. And he backs up, looks to take it far, kind of hesitates, and he's going to put it far now. Gives it to McBride in the middle. McBride's going to head it on to McCartney. McCartney to Salvo. Salvo's going to put it through, and he gets crushed. It looked like Albert Funk hit him after the ball, and he got a piece of the ball. It's a clean play, as now Wood's going to take it the other way before Prep steals it, and now Posluszny on the ball. Posluszny and McBride. McBride's going to look around, and looks like he's going to play with it in the midfield as he gives it to McCartney. McCartney to Salvo. Salvo to Faust. Looked like it was to McCartney who's tripped up, not going to get the ball, as Wood takes it the other way. McBride pokes it loose from Wood. Now Jackson Kiss has it. Now he's going to give it back to number 12 in the midfield, C.J. Clyde, who gives it all the way over to number 4, Logan Savage, who's going to put it outside for Wood, who's going to cross it back in. It looks like Jackson Kiss on the far post. Head ball, what a save from Luca Emilio after a great team play from Wood to get into that position.
Wow, great hands. I mean, great header, first of all, by Jackson Kiss. But, I mean, great save by Luca Emilio. I mean, great awareness to back right up when the header was coming.
Yeah, and off the punt, there's a great touch there from Julian Faust, but unfortunately that's not going to do a ton for him as Lou Danielle, the center back for Wood, is there to make the stop. But he's going to kick it all the way back down the field for the Prep to regain possession, and here they go now as the ball is in the hands of McCartney. McCartney's going to give it to Casper. Casper takes a look. He's going to fire it deep down the field over the head of Danielle, and it's given to Christian, who's going to play it all the way back to his goalie for Wood. It's going to go back outside to Christian, who's got tons of space to work with, and he's going to use that space. He's got wheels, and he's still got nobody near him as he plays it all the way up the wing. And the refs say it's going to go out. Never touched out of bounds, but went out of bounds in the air, they say, as Pat Green's going to throw it in now for the Prep. That's going to go to the middle. That's number 22, Julian Faust. Faust is going to play it through to McCartney. McCartney's running. He's got Danielle on him. And Danielle's going to make a great play to steal it from McCartney, who could have had a breakaway. And now Dennis McBride fights for it with Kiss. McBride's going to get possession. He dribbles through a couple guys before it's taken away. And now there's going to be a loose ball, and it looks like Faust is on it. He's got number 4, Logan Savage, on him, who takes him down on a clean play, a good physical play. And now Carlucci's going to chase Christian into the corner, who's got the ball, and Christian's going to play it outside for a throw for the Prep deep in the Archbishop Wood zone.
Wow, great defensive play earlier by Lou Danielle, stopping that goal from Cole McCartney. He was on goal. He could have shot that right at, but perfect timing to make that tackle.
Yeah, definitely, Ted. And the Prep's going to restart possession here, and it's McBride on the left side. And he just went down on a tough play. It looked like he was going to kick it. And he ended up whiffing on the ball. It doesn't look good for McBride, who's down, and he looks hurt. He's going to try to get back up here. There was a foul called, and it looks like McBride may need to be taken off as the trainer comes out for him. Now, so far, Ted, what have you seen from both sides? What's been going on in this game?
Well, it's just been a battle from both sides so far. Both teams already been in each other's attacking thirds, both taking shots early, both with close calls already. I think that's really going to have to be the game speed. I don't think whoever gets that momentum shift first is going to be the winner of this game.
Yeah, definitely. As it looks like, I definitely agree with you there. And as McBride's still down on the sideline, as we know, one of the Prep's captains this year. And he's one of their better players. It's a shame to see him go down. And like you said, it's been a really back-and-forth game so far. It's really been a tale of a lot of offensive play, and then the defense has been able to step up a lot. And now, quickly, as we look onto the field, we want to go down to our sideline reporter for a little bit of intel, just to see what he's seen this far. Aiden Higgins is our sideline reporter for this game. Aiden, what have you seen so far in this game?
Hey, Jack. The midfield has done a good job of controlling the game for the Prep. If they can keep getting an offensive attack going forward, I think they're knocking on the door to put one away.
These guys have really – thanks, Aiden. Really, so far this game, both teams have really had chance after chance, and they've put themselves in good positions to execute on those chances, but the defense for both teams has really been able to step it up. Thus far, it's just been a really exciting game. Wood has had a couple of chances, and then Prep's come back with a couple of chances, and like we've just been saying over and over again, it's really just been back and forth. Who do you think has had the upper hand so far?
I mean, I think the Prep could have had that goal that one time, and I think they could be up 1-0 right now as Pat Green takes a free kick, and that's on goal. But like I said earlier, I think the Prep is going to have to keep taking shot after shot, and hopefully a mistake will happen. They got to keep capitalizing on them. So we'll see how they respond to Wood, who is pushing almost just as much as Prep.
Yeah, and it looks like that save was made by goalie Eric Kraus, and he's going to punt it down the field, and loose ball, not much possession until looks like Cole McCartney is going to push it out to R.J. Carlucci. Carlucci's going to get it stolen from by Jackson Kiss, and this ball is going to eventually go out to Colin Christian, who looks along the wing to Kiss, and before Christian's going to kick it out. Looks like it was in his possession, but he kicks it out of the way of Kiss, and Prep's going to restart with a long throw. Now the ball's up in the air, and it's going to be found by McCartney, Kearney's going to have it stolen from him as Wood kicks it back down the field. Pazluzny now has it. Green takes it from Pazluzny, and now Pazluzny's going to get it back. He plays it around as the prep looks to cycle back in their defense and settle this game down. And it looks like they're going to play a long ball here. Brock Harris on the wing, and it gets by a couple of Wood defenders. And before it looks like Danielle, the center back for Wood, Lou Danielle is going to take it and try to play it up the wing. It's going to go out of bounds. And it looks like it's going to be a throw for the prep just ahead of midfield for Mike Sioko. He's going to throw it in the middle, Justin Casper. Casper surveys his options, looks in the middle. He's got Jack Salvo, who's going to try to play it through, and it's going to be stolen by Wood. Tries to clear it. It's blocked by prep. Now this ball is going to stay in the midfield. Jackson Kiss now has it. He's going to play it to, it looks to be Logan Savage, who's going to take it up the wing. And Savage now has it in the prep corner. He's taken down by a prep player. That looks to be Justin Casper outside, or rather Topher Tereshko. Might have been Mike Sioko, actually. That's very far side, Ted. And it looks like Wood is going to have a corner out of this.
Yeah, look for a good Wood set piece right here. I think they're going to try and play a ball to the far side of the box and try and head one in.
Yeah, they had success with that play earlier, but unfortunately they weren't able to capitalize on the heading opportunity as they play this one low inside, and it's stopped by Pazluzny, but he's just going to kick it right back out for another corner.
Yeah, I think they should try the option that I suggested the first time. I mean, that looked like Pazluzny was all over that one. So let's see if they play it deeper this time, or it was just that it was a bad ball.
Yeah, let's see. They're going to take it again. Cross comes inside. That's a great ball. Luca Emilio is going to get there. There's a call from the ref, and it looks like a push from Wood as this ball is going to come back out. I wasn't too sure with that. A penalty in the box is definitely a big moment in the game, depending on what team it's for, and that's the call there from the ref. But this one's going to be on Wood. His prep's going to take it out, and Emilio is going to take this kick.
Yeah, it looks too as if Luca Emilio got shoved by a Wood player while he was making the save, and that's definitely going to come back. You can't really hit into a goalkeeper that much unless you're going for the ball.
Yeah, and the prep's going to restart possession now as Carlucci's going to give this one to Casper, who gives it to Pazluzny. Over to Brock Harris on the right wing. He's going to give it to Salvo. Salvo's going to play it back to Sean Prue. Prue's going to put it up the side to Brock Harris, who's going to take his Wood defender all the way up the sideline, and it's going to be stolen from him. A great play. As Wood's going to cycle around possession in their defensive end now before it's stolen. And it looks to be from Justin Casper. Casper's got a couple guys on him, and it's taken away from him. And Wood player is taken down. It looks like it may have been Braden Keehan in the midfield. And he was definitely taken down. That's going to be a foul call. Right around midfield for Wood.
Yeah, that's a pretty obvious call right there. It looked like Justin Casper got him in the back with the shirt, and he fell down. So that's going to be a Wood free kick. And it looks like they're going to try and put this on the box as the prep is going to hold the 18. And we'll see if they can try and get a shot on goal with a good time run.
Yeah, and this ball is pretty far out. Like I said, it's near midfield. And I'd be surprised if they go for a shot on goal. I think more likely is a set piece that you mentioned earlier, and that's what we see on this kick. And it's going to be headed back out to the prep before Colin Christian for Wood heads it back in. It looks like a Wood player was offsides, and they're going to call that offsides now. There was a series of kicks back and forth before that offsides was called, and I'm not sure if they called that offsides or a one after that, but players were very offsides for Wood, and the ball went to them. There was a little bit of a delay in calling it, and it looks like there might have been an opportunity for Wood before the play was eventually called back.
Yeah, look at number 16, Enzo Petruski, and number 10, Jackson Kiss, were offside on the second one, and I think they called them both offside. I mean, it was just a lot of back and forth as Luca Emilio takes the goal kick into the center of the field.
Yeah, Emilio is going to kick it before it's intercepted right away by Brandon Keehan, who's going to flick it on to CJ Clyde. Clyde gets physical with a prep player, and a little too physical, apparently, as refs are going to call a foul. Pazluzny's going to restart possession. And the prep has it now in the field. They're going to give it to McCartney, who's right around midfield. He's going to play a deep ball to Carlucci on the wing, and Colin Christian's there, and he is just so fast. Two fast players. Colin Christian's just going to kick it out of bounds. I think he had a little more time than he noticed, as now Carlucci's going to play it inside to Faust, who's going to give it to McCartney, outside for Casper, who's going to try to play it in, but it's blocked, it looks like, by Kiss. And Pat Green's going to head it back in. A physical play and a clean play from both Wood. And the prep looks like Jackson Kiss and Pat Green, as now the ball is going to go around in midfield before it's played back to Pazluzny for the prep. And now Pazluzny's going to play it to Topher Tereshko, to Casper, back to Poslesny, and Poslesny is going to try to take it into the wood zone before it gives it to Carlucci. Carlucci over to Pat Green in the back, and now it's going to go to Cole McCartney near midfield. McCartney is going to try to take it up the left wing. As Carlucci cuts inside, he's going to give it to Carlucci, and it's kicked out by Dom Petruzzelli. Now to Jackson Kiss, who's going to try to flick it ahead. What a play, but Casper is going to be there. Great touch there from Kiss. And now Prep is going to take possession and take this one all the way back, and it looks like Emilio has it now. Emilio is going to play it on the side to Poslesny, who's going to look deep, and he's going to put it deep. It looks like a great ball before it's headed out by Lou Danielle for Wood. And Wood's going to play it back inside before Enzo Petruzzelli has it now, and he's going to play it all the way up to number two, Logan Pietrzak. And now there's going to be a foul on the play. It looks like one of those players was taken down. I think it was C.J. Clyde. This one's going to be a little closer. Still a little far out for a decent shot, but they've got options here. They can take the long shot or they can go on the set piece. What do you think they're going to do here, Ted?
Yeah, C.J. Clyde goes down. I think they'll try another set piece. I was saying earlier previously that they were going to try and hold the 18 so they can get a shot onto another Wood player on ahead for a shot on goal, but I think that's exactly what they'll look for here. I mean, they're setting up kind of like a jumble mix so they can catch someone off their man and try and have a free shot.
Yeah, and the ball's going to come in here now for Wood, and looks like somebody was offsides on the kick. I believe that was Jackson Kiss.
Yeah,
and
once again, they catch a Kiss offside right there. I mean, they held the 18. He ran a little bit before, and yeah, that's a clear offside. Nice call by the ref.
And this ball is coming out as you've got Poslesny putting it over to Tereshko, who's going to play it deep right off the bat. And Harris fighting with his defender for the prep, and this one's going to stay possession for the prep as McCartney's going to take it up, makes a man miss. And he's got defense back on him now. He's going to try to play it through. Might have forced it a bit, and it's going to come back out, but right to him. He's got time now. He gives it to Carlucci on the left wing, who's chased by Christian for Wood. He makes a nice move, tries to cut inside, and Christian recovers, and he's going to tap that ball out of bounds, and it'll be a corner for the prep.
Colin Christian, wow, he is so fast. I mean, Carlucci is almost just as quick, but, I mean, he's just been phenomenal on that side.
Yeah, and it looks like Carlucci's now going to take a kick here for the prep, the corner. And he puts it in the middle. That's a great ball. And Casper's not able to get ahead on it as it trickles outside. And now the prep's going to put it back inside. Carlucci coming on the left side wing. And he's going to get ahead on it. What a save there. And they call offsides, I believe. They called a corner, rather. I guess the goalie made the save, but he was out of bounds when he made it. And that goalie would be Julian Numenko for Wood. Great save after the header.
That's a great stretch from Julian Numenko, and he'll look to do it again right here on this corner kick.
Yeah, and Carlucci's going to play it in, and it's going to be put right out from Wood. And now Tereshko's going to try to put it back in to Sean Prue on the wing. Prue's going to take his defender. That may be Michael Sioko, actually, and Sioko's just going to dribble this one out of bounds as Wood is now going to have a goal kick. And there's going to be a couple subs coming on now. I believe it's Connor Crist and Joey Sheridan for the prep. As looks like R.J. Carlucci and Brock Harris are coming out. Looks like an outside midfielder switch.
Yep, and look for Connor Crist to get involved. He has great skill, great stamina. I think he's a great player off the bench, and he'll add some depth to this team, like you said earlier, as a sophomore.
Yeah, and that's where we were kind of talking earlier about the depth that the prep has, as this ball is going to be restarted, possession is going to be restarted, and the prep's going to have it in their own end. We were talking about the depth earlier and how that's been key for the prep, is they've just been cycling midfielders and forwards, and that looks like the type of sub they're doing here, is somebody's going to play it up along the wing, and it's going to be taken by prep forward Julian Faust, who's going to try to cut inside right around the 18. He's going to play it back. It looks like he's got McCartney, makes a man miss, makes another man miss, goes through three guys, plays it outside. And it looks like that one's going to trickle out of play. It went back to Faust, who tried to put it back inside to McCartney. And on that pass, it was tipped by a Wood defender and went out of bounds. It's now going to be another corner for the prep. Some confusion as to who's going to be taking this corner.
Wow, once again, you see the great footwork from Cole McCartney. You saw it last game against O'Hara. He was making people miss. He was making people fall. Like, I mean, he's dancing through three Wood defenders right there, and it almost led to a shot opportunity. So great job by McCartney, once again, being that X factor.
And it looks like this corner is going to be taken by Mike Sioko, who's going to put it in. And it's hit a couple heads before it comes out, and it looks like Connor Crist is going to try to take it, and he's not going to be able to do that, as now this ball comes along the wing. And it looks like Logan Pietrzak made a play on it before there was a slide tackle from Patrick Green that hit the ball out of bounds. Now it's going to be Wood possession inside their own half as Colin Christian's going to look to take this throw. And Christian is going to throw this ball, and the ref calls time. The ref calls time, and the throw happened anyway, and it looked like Justin Casper for the prep went up to grab that ball as he thought time was called. And I think they're calling a handball. There's lots of confusion on the field. What do you think happened there, Ted?
I have no idea as well, Jack. I think they called a handball, and I think the ref was also trying to talk to the Wood crowd who got angry about the tackle that happened previously. And I think it was just confusion everywhere on the field. It looks like now they're going to reset the throw.
Yep, and Kristen's going to take that throw. He's going to put it to Logan Pietrzak. He's going to try to flip it ahead before it's touched by a prep defender, and it's going to go out. Kristen takes another throw. They try to do the same play, but this time it's a wayward header from Pietrzak, and it's taken by Colin McCartney in the midfield. And he's going to play it all the way back to Pazluzny, who's going to restart possession again for the prep. He's going to put it outside, and this time it looks like it's Topher Tereshko, who's going to keep going to Mike Sioko. Sioker is going to put it to Jack Salvo, who's going to push it out of bounds for the prep. And ever since senior captain Dennis McBride has come out for the prep, it's looked like a completely different game, especially for the prep where they were trying to move possession upfield and get a possession, and get an opportunity, rather, on goal, and that just hasn't happened as much. Have you noticed that too, Ted?
Yeah, I've seen – I mean, Dennis McBride is just so huge to this prep team. I mean, he was a captain last year. He was arguably one of the best players of the team as a junior, which just shows how valuable he is to this team. And I think losing a senior captain like him who's just been so good for the team for the last 4 years, I mean, you lose a leader as well. You lose the communicator. So I think the prep's really going to have to respond, and players like Cole McCartney and Pat Green are really going to have to step up to keep this momentum alive and get more shots on goal and keep this Wood team at bay.
Yeah, and as play has kind of settled down a little, but now it's going to go to Pazluzny for the prep all the way in the back, who's going to give it to Green. Green to Salvo. Salvo's going to try to flick it to Christ, but they weren't on the same page. But luckily for the prep, Colin Christen's going to tip it out for Wood, and it's going to be a throw for the prep. Looks like there was a physical play, clean play from both players, but the crowd really got into it on that one, thinking there should have been a foul. But the prep's now going to have possession deep in their own end, as there's a lot of pressure from Wood, but Topher Tereshko makes a man miss. And now he's got the ball to Cole McCartney. McCartney's going to flick it ahead to Faust. Faust back to Casper. Casper's going to look outside, and he now is Pat Green. Pat Green's going to look around, and he's going to put it great pass to the middle. Julian Faust, who has possession, over to Casper, and Casper's going to try to get it to Salvo, but it's taken by Wood. Enzo Petrozelli has it now, and before it's taken again by Jerry Pazluzny for the prep. And it looks like as Pazluzny tried to give it to Jack Salvo in the middle, there was a handball, and this ball is going to be going back to Wood right around midfield, actually on that midfield logo for another free kick.
Yeah, looking an unlucky handball by Jack Salvo right there, and that causes a Wood quick free kick as we see right now.
Yeah, and as you say, Wood's going to restart possession, and Giuseppe Perpato is going to have the ball before it's taken away. Oh, wow, and a high kick. There's no call there. No contact was made, but a scary play is Prep's going to take this the other way before Colin Christian has it. He's going to play it all the way back to his goalie, who's going to kick it way down the field, and Pat Green's going to be there to repossession for the Prep. He's going to headball this back to Jerry Pazluzny, and now they're going to play around with it, try to slow this game down, and Pat Green's got it now, gives it to Casper. Casper gives it back to Jerry Pazluzny, and the Prep takes it all the way back, and now it's going to go to Topher Tereshko, the other center back with Jerry Pazluzny. And he's going to put it in the middle. It looks like it's Cole McCartney on the ball. He slows it down. He's got time in his own side of the field. And he tries to put it through to Faust, but it comes right back to him. He's going to fight for the ball there with, looks like, Tyler Kilmer. Or rather, that's Dom Petrozelli, who's going to put it up the wing to Jackson Kiss. And it looks like Logan Pietrzak had the ball. He was bodied off the ball by Pat Green. There is no call after a physical play. And this one's going to be a goal kick for the prep. And now that we're just about a little more than midway through this first half, we're going to go down to our sideline reporter another time. Our sideline reporter, Aiden Higgins. Aiden, what do you have for us?
As you mentioned earlier, the the flow of the game has really changed since Dennis McBride went out. I'm not sure if you noticed this, but he got carried all the way over to the prep sideline. He's still being evaluated now, so not looking too good.
Yeah, definitely, and we're hoping for the best for him as as now prep's going to restart play, and it's going to go to Pislesny as they've just kind of held possession. And now they're going to give it to Tereshko, who's going to try to push the pace a little bit before he slows down and gives it to Matt Shade on the outside. Matt Shade's going to play it back to Sioko. Sioko to Pislesny. Pislesny to Green. Now the prep's going to shift to the other side of the field as Green looks to try to give it to the middle, but instead he's going to fake to the middle, give it to McCartney on the outside. McCartney's got a one-on-one with his man. He's going to take it inside. He beats him. And now he slows down, gives it to Casper back behind, who thinks about a shot, doesn't take it, just outside of the 18, and now it's going to be poked away from him to Pislesny. Pislesny to Sioko on the right side. Sioko tries to put it through, but it's blocked. Sioko gets it back, gives it to Faust now. Faust is going to take it on himself, and there's going to be a pass and a shot from the prep. Can't get it to go. Cole McCartney had an opportunity off of a great pass from Faust, and he couldn't get it to go. A great shot, great opportunity, just went left of the net after a shot from the right side, right around the 18, and it's going to be a goal kick here for number one, goalkeeper for Wood, Julian Nalmenko.
Wow, that was a beautiful possession right there for the prep. Great ball movement all around. When the one side would be open, they'd just switch it to the other side. They would just pick apart the Wood defense. And you saw Cole McCartney almost get a shot on goal twice. I mean, he had a shot the second time, but it went slightly right. They're going to want that one back.
Yeah, and the prep now has possession on their left side again. It's actually going to go all the way back to Pislesny. He thinks about giving it to the goalie, but fakes. He's got a lot of time here, and he's going to take his time before playing it all the way through to McCartney, who couldn't step, whereas there is a step from the Wood defender. And that looks like number 21, Lou Daniel, who's had a great game this far. And now he's going to fight for possession with Justin Faust, and he keeps possession before he's bodied off the ball. And he took on a couple of prep defenders there. And now it's going to be McCartney on the ball, who's going to play it along the side. And that looks like Faust. Faust is going to have this ball taken away from him, but it's kicked out of bounds. Looked like Dom Petruzzelli took it away from him, and now prep's going to restart possession right around the 18. Then McCartney, who puts in a beautiful ball, little too much on it, tried to find Matt Shade on a slow run, really. He just kind of put the ball through in a spot in the 18 where there was a gap in space, and Shade just ran to it, couldn't get there in time. Now this ball is going to be punted away for Wood down the field, and it looks like the first person to get to that's Pat Green. But he's going to give possession away to C.J. Clyde. And the prep's going to take it back. It looks like Shade on the right side now. And this ball is going to go all the way back for Wood. It looks like they're going to take possession around, and that may be Tyler Kilmer on the ball. And he's going to play it inside. And Wood's going to move possession around. They're going for a deep ball. It looks like they're looking for maybe Jackson Kiss on the outside there, and it is Jackson Kiss. And this ball is going to go out of bounds. He couldn't get there in time.
Yeah, I mean, so far you've just seen a really physical game. I mean, as it's going on, the tension, the crowd is rising, tension, the game is rising. Players are just going at it back and forth. I mean, it's just going to be a physical game, I think, for the rest of the time, as it looks like a foul is going to be called on the prep here, and it looks going to be a Wood free kick.
Yeah, and I couldn't tell who that foul was on, Ted. Do you know who that was on?
Neither do I. It looked like it might have been on Posnusi, but maybe when he stepped up, but I may be wrong.
Yeah, there were a handful of players in the area. Matt Shade was also there, and Cole McCartney. It really could have been any of the three. And now Wood's going to take the free kick. I believe it's Dom Petruzzelli taking this one. And here comes the kick from just inside of midfield, and he's going to sky this one right inside the 18 and a head ball. I didn't see who got onto that, but it's a save from Luca, who's going to restart possession right away to Connor Crisp, but it's stolen by Wood. Looks like on that one is Giuseppe Perpato, who's going to put it inside, and he missed it. Wow. C.J. Clyde had an opportunity almost from the six of the prep from the right side. He had time. He couldn't take a touch, but he one-timed it and skied it over the net and nearly over the barrier behind the net, the netting behind the net, rather.
Well, that was a huge mistake from the prep right there, as number 15, Perpato, got him completely off guard, who put it in the middle to Kiss, and unfortunately Kiss just put it over the bar. That's unfortunate. He's going to want that one back as well.
Yeah, I believe that might have been C.J. Clyde in the middle. Clyde or Kiss, but either way, definitely a missed opportunity for Wood, who could have went up 1-0 in this game, as Woods can get possession back before they kick it out. And it looks like the Prep has possession now is Justin Faust. Going to put it to Jerry Poslesny, who's going to play it deep, and it's taken by Colin Christen here. Christen puts it inside. There's a fight for the ball, and it's going to go to Wood as Enzo Petruzzelli now has it. He's going to play it back to CJ Clyde. They're going to play around with the ball a little bit, and it's going to be number 15, Giuseppe Propato, who's going to take a shot on that from very far out. Looks like it deflected off of a Prep player, and before it goes out for a corner, and actually it does go out for a corner. It looked like Jari Poslesny tried to change that to a free kick, or not a free kick, rather a throw-in for Archbishop Wood, but he couldn't get there in time, and the ball went out of bounds before he was able to make a play on it.
Yeah, we see the Wood players really far back, and they're going to try and put this one into the middle, away from Luke Aramelio.
Yeah, and here's the corner, and it's taken right away by Casper, who's going to take it on the outside. A great physical play from him, and now McCartney's going to take it up the wing, followed by Colin Christen, and they're going to slow it down right around midfield as there's a lot of space, and now Faust has it. Faust makes a man miss. Now he's got, it looks to be Don Petruzzelli on him, and they're going to play it through, and he's got McCarthy on the wing, who's offsides.
It's a great job trapping right there from Wood, an offside trap. I mean, they called Christ and McCartney offside right there. I mean, either of them were definitely off the line, and Wood will retain possession right outside the box.
Yeah, now the free kick's going to be to the Wood goalie, Julian Nomenko, and he's going to play it deep before it's there's a step from Jack Salvo, who's going to play this run right back to Faust. Faust is taken down a couple times, and now they're going to call the foul. Physical play from both players, and Wood's going to get called for it. It looks like Dom Petruzzelli is going to be the one with a foul called on him, as Pat Green is going to take a far kick. I mean, you said earlier he scored a great free kick last week. This one's from a little bit further out. What do you think he's going to do?
He's going to put it right into this box, in the sweet spot.
And that's exactly what he does, but it's played out by Wood, and now it's going to go all the way to the Prep end, and Jerry Poslesny's got sole possession, not a lot of Wood players near him. He's going to play this one outside to Topher Tereshko. Tereshko is going to take it up the wing. He's going to play it deep. And he had a few guys deep, but the first one to get there is going to be Don Petruzzelli for Wood. And now McCartney takes it from him over to Faust. Faust is going to try to cross it in, and he's not going to be able to. He's got a one-on-one with Petruzzelli. Petruzzelli pokes it away from him. Now Shade takes it. Shade for the Prep tries to cross it in. It's put out by Wood again. And it looks like Enzo Petruzzelli now is going to play it over a Prep defender and takes it the other way before there's going to be a step from Topher Tereshko. And then it looks like another Wood player, it might have been Giuseppe Propato, who's going to kick this one pretty far out of bounds. After a wild series of events where a lot of green space in a congested area and a lot of green space around it, where there could have been a home run ball for either team that would have really made a difference and could have gotten either team, like I said, a scoring chance.
Yeah, this possession has gone from really going like one team playing almost keep away and then getting a shot and then going back and forth from Wood and Prep. But, I mean, right now the possession is just going back and forth. Like, one pass will be intercepted, another pass will be intercepted. We can really slow down the game first and retain the possession as the Prep looks to switch the ball over here.
Yeah, and like you said, they're switching it over. They have it all the way up, and they're back, and it's going to be Poslesny who's going to give it to Sioko, who has now switched to the left side for the Prep. He's going to try to put it to Faust, but there's a step from Petruzzelli, who's going to take it through a guy, looks like Pat Green, before Mike Sioko takes it from him, and now Casper is going to try to take it from somebody in the midfield, look like CJ Clyde, but he's going to get a lot of contact with the body there, and that's going to be a foul. Definitely the right call right around midfield, and Wood's going to have another kick.
Yeah, once again, physical game. I mean, it's going to happen every single time.
Yeah, and it looks like to take this kick is going to be Colin Christen. He's been one of the better players in this game. I mean, early on, he was fighting with RJ Carlucci, and they had a couple great 1v1s where they were both fighting for possession, both made great plays on the ball, but neither was able to emerge victorious, really. Christen's going to put this one into the box. It's headed away by Poslesny. Poslesny's going to give it to Christ, who clears it out before looks like it's taken by Propato, and he's going to kick it back in, but it's going to be offsides, and Luca Emilio is going to take this kick for the Prep.
Yeah, I mean, once again, that was a great ball in from Colin Christen. I mean, he's really been the X factor for the Wood team. He's so quick on the right wing back side. I mean, the dude is just almost unpassable near him. It's like a no-fly zone around him, almost like football.
Yeah, definitely, and he's been able to make up for a lot of plays in which it looks like the Prep could capitalize on, but his speed has just been able to take those plays back. Is now looks like a play in the midfield, and somebody was taken down for the Prep. I believe that was number 22, Julian Faust. They're going to call a foul. It looked like a sliding tackle. I thought he got thought he got ball, and Faust went down regardless. And it looks like the one committing the foul is C.J. Clyde.
Yeah, look at that foul on Clyde. Could go either way right there. And we'll see the prep taking a free kick right here. And it looks like they might actually put this one in the bottom corner.
Yeah, and they're going to play this into the box, and it's going to be headed out by Lou Danielle for Wood, who's going to go to Mike Sioku, who's going to play it back to Topher Tereshko inside to Jerry Poslesny, but it's taken away by Enzo Petrozelli on that pass. And now, after a step from prep defender Topher Tereshko, it's going to calm down, and it looks like a wayward slide tackle. And a lot of fans are not happy on either side after that call, but prep has possession now on the wing. And now Pat Green's going to put it deep, and it's going to go out of bounds deep in the Wood territory for a throw-in. And it really looks like, I'm not sure, I mentioned it was a slide tackle from Wood player. It looked like C.J. Clyde, but a lot of the Wood fans seem to think that a prep player took him down. And a lot of contact. I think that there could have been a call either way. And I think that the right decision from the ref, unless he had a clear angle on it, which he had pretty similar angle to ours, and you couldn't really tell. So I think that letting that play go on was really the right move. Is now the prep's going to restart possession. They have it inside of the Wood end, but they're going to play it back to their own half. Now Poslesny's going to put it outside to counter Christ. Christ is going to try to put it back to the prep end, but now this one's going to go to Giuseppe Propato, who's going to put it outside. It looks like Jackson Kiss has the ball now. He's going to take it up the left wing for Wood before it's taken away. I think that may have been R.J. Carlucci, and it is. Carlucci has it in the prep end, tries to clear it, and it's blocked by Kiss and out of bounds for a prep throw near their own 18.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, so far through this game, once again, the refs are letting these two teams play each other out, and I like this. I like the physicality they're both bringing in. I think it'll really see who wants the game more overall.
Yeah, definitely, and it's been a hard-fought game so far, and it looks like possession's going to restart as Don Petrozelli's going to take it away from Connor Christ. He's going to put it outside to Colin Christian, and before this is booted away by Jerry Poslesny in the back for the prep, and it's going to be a throw-in for Wood on the prep side of the field. It looks like Christian, who's had a couple of really long throws so far in this game. I mean, I don't know if he can quite get it into the box because that is a very far throw, but, I mean, we've seen what he's capable of. It looks like, if I had to guess, I would say he's going to try to throw it at somebody. Maybe Enzo Petrozelli is going to flick it on. But no, instead they go to Captain C.J. Clyde, and that one's not going to actually get to him as McCartney's going to take it away, gives it to Christ. Prep's going to take it the other way. Christ has some room to work across this midfield. He's got he's going to put it outside to Faust, not strong enough. And it looks like the speed demon himself, Colin Christian's going to get to that one first, clears it back out, but Pat Green's going to be there at midfield to intercept it for the prep. And this ball's going to go to Connor Christ before it's taken by C.J. Clyde. Clyde's going to play it through, and it looks like Wood's coming the other way. Brennan Keehan's going to cut inside, shoots. What a save from Luca Emilio on a great turn of events from Wood, and they nearly scored off of it. A great shot from Brennan Keehan. Wasn't able to get there. Get that one in the back of the net after a diving save to the bottom right corner from Luca Emilio. What a save from him. He's had a great half.
Wow, that was magnificent goalkeeping from Luca Emilio right there. You saw the shot come from the left side. He put it in the right corner, and Luca Emilio just dives right out to get it. That's textbook goalkeeping at its finest. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, and as the ball comes in for a corner, it looks like it's going to go back off of a prep player, and it's going to be another Wood corner. They're going to try to play quickly short, and it goes to Giuseppe Propato, who's going to make a move. Can't get anywhere on Casper. Casper's going to play it outside. And it's going to be crossed in and a head ball, Lou Danielle, and it's not going to be on net, just over. Another good opportunity from Wood.
Yeah, and you see Luca Emilio once again with a great coverage. He just flew up there to get to cover that pass.
Yeah, definitely, and mentioned a couple great plays from Luca Emilio, and I know that you really appreciate the goalkeeper perspective, especially given your background playing soccer, but now the prep's going to restart possession, and it's going to go to Jerry Poslesny, and Poslesny's going to go to McCartney. McCartney's going to put it outside to Mike Sioku. Sioku's going to play it back to Poslesny, who's going to kick it deep, and it looks like Faust is going to be there in a one-on-one with Petrozelli as they fight for the ball. Petrozelli, it looks like he kicked it off of the head of Julian Faust, and now he's going to have throw in, but it's going to be taken by Pat Green, and he's going to put it inside to the middle. Not a great move. C.J. Clyde is going to play it through to Brennan Keehan. Going to try to shoot, and that one's just going to dribble outside. Looked like at the last second, Sean Prue got in there and messed up his shot coming from behind him. I don't think he made any contact with the ball or the player, but definitely messed up the rhythm, and that one just trickled out of bounds. No save required for Luca Emilio, who's going to take this free kick. And he's going to look deep again. But this one's going to be taken. Great positioning from midfielder Giuseppe Prepato. But Prepato gives away possession before Joey Sheridan for the Prep is going to handball this one. And it looks like Wood is going to have yet another free kick from in the Prep zone right around midfield. But like I said, on the Prep's side of the half, Colin Christen, who's put in a couple excellent balls from these areas tonight, he's going to have another chance.
Time is expiring for Wood. Let's see how they respond.
Yeah, there's just about a minute left plus extra time, and now the Prep's going to get to this ball first. They're going to kick it outside, and it looks like you've got Colin Christen getting to that one first before it's taken by Cole McCartney, who's going to play it to Sioko. Back to McCartney, who's going to take it up the wing. They've got a couple of players now. McCartney's got it. He's going to look along the left to Julian Faust. Julian Faust in a one-on-one with Petruzzelli, who's great in these situations. Faust is going to take it along the wing right around the 18 now, and he's going to try to take it inside. Fakes a couple times. He slows it down. It's blocked by Prepato, and he takes it through him, takes it through another guy, and he just missed it. Wood came over, and as they've done a couple times earlier that you mentioned, they tried to trap him. Giuseppe Prepato and Don Petruzzelli both had him, and Prepato went in to take the ball, and he went right around him, and that caused Petruzzelli to readjust his positioning, which gave Faust the opportunity to go around him, but he wasn't able to put that shot on net.
Yeah, you really see Julian Faust with a great job offensively there, but, I mean, just great job by the Wood defense containing him and forcing a shot out of bounds.
Yeah, and now the Prep's going to have possession deep in their own end. And looks like there was an air horn just went off, and that's going to be for the end of the half as both teams are going to go to their respective sides in a great game thus far, nothing-nothing game, where both teams have gotten ample opportunities to score. And they've both been able to shut down the other team on those opportunities. It's really been a great game. Like I said, a lot of opportunities, very evenly matched. And what are your thoughts on how this has gone so far, Ted?
Well, this has just been a physical battle in the trenches all game. I mean, you see Wood and Prep just going after 50-50 balls, going after each other, making great runs, great plays. Just no one team has gotten that big momentum shift yet so far. And I think that'll look to change in the second half.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with pretty much everything you said. And both teams have gotten a couple opportunities to score. I mean, the Prep started out that way with within the first minute or so. They had a great opportunity, and Woods had a couple opportunities just like that. And right now we're going to take a quick break here on WSJP with the Prep tied against Archbishop Wood here at the Temple Sports Complex. You're listening to WSJP, the St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP, your home for Hawks soccer. More action from the field coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
What's up, everybody? I'm Frank Raffa, teacher of Spanish and French at the Prep, and you're listening to WSJP, Prep Sports Radio.
You're listening to WSJP, your home for St. Joe's Prep Sports year-round, only on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mr. Marinacci, and you're listening to WSJP on Blog Talk Radio. Go Prep.
Hi, this is Kelly McGlynn from College Counseling, and you're listening to WSJP, home of Prep Sports.
Hi, my name is Tim Roken, head football coach here at St. Joseph's Prep, and you're listening to WSJP on Block Talk Radio. Go Prep.
Hi, this is Coach Coyle. You're listening to WSJP, your home for prep soccer.
Hi, my name is Emilio Agar, and you're listening to the WSJP on Blog Talk Radio. Go Prep!
What's up, everybody? I'm Frank Raffa, teacher of Spanish and French at the Prep, and you're listening to WSJP, Prep Sports Radio.
This is Mr. Patrinoni, English teacher and golf coach. Hope you're enjoying the golden voices of the best crew in radio, WSJP, Prep Sports Radio.
And welcome back to Temple Sports Complex. I am Jack Owens, along with my co-host and color analyst, Ted Anzac. You're listening to WSJP, the St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP, your home for St. Joe's Prep Hawks soccer. And on the topic of St. Joe's Prep Hawks soccer, they are tied with Archbishop Wood Vikings, nothing to nothing, coming into the second half, and the players look to take the field. And after a wild half of action, despite a scoreless game, what are your thoughts on the first half, Ted?
Well, I mean, in a nil-nil game, I mean, it's just been back and forth. I mean, both teams aggressive, ready to play. I mean, I said that the prep always starts out early. So did Wood. I mean, Wood brought the energy just as much. I mean, it looks like Luca Emilio will also be starting in the second half for goalkeeper for the prep, which is usually not what happens. I mean, usually they split time with Coleman Monahan, but I think they're going to try and keep Luca in for momentum as he's been playing phenomenally so far in this game. But I think this game is really going to be go down to who capitalizes on the first mistake first. I mean, both teams have been making mistakes. Both teams have had shots, and we'll see if they can both capitalize on some of those mistakes. I mean, they're going to happen eventually. So let's see what happens in the second half of play. No, St. Joe's Prep, Archbishop Wood, second half starting, Wood with the tap. Let's see how this goes.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Wood with the tap. And one of the things that stood out to me that you said earlier about Luca Emilio, you're right, they do usually split time between him and Coleman Monahan. But Emilio has been really solid. I wouldn't even say solid. I'd say exceptional here for the prep in this first half. There were, like you said, a lot of opportunities. The prep had opportunities that they couldn't finish on. Wood had opportunities they couldn't finish on. One of the huge reasons that the prep was not able to finish on those opportunities was because of Luca Emilio, or rather, one of the reasons Wood was not able to finish on those was because of Luca Emilio, who has had an outstanding game, saving a couple of headers and also a couple of shots on near breakaways for Wood. And it looks like they're just about ready to tap this off.
One more thing I'd like to mention, Jack, is if Dennis McBride will be returning to this game or not. I mean, he's a big X factor. I don't know if he will be, but maybe we'll look to sideline reporter Aiden Higgins later in the game to see what happens as Wood starts off with the ball.
Yeah, and it looks like Wood's going to kick it down right away, and Posluszny's going to get this for the prep. He's going to kick it out of bounds for a Wood throw-in right around half. It's going to be thrown by Colin Christen, who's going to put it to Jackson Kiss. Kiss is going to play it inside to CJ Clyde, who's going to kick it out of bounds. This ball's going to go back to the prep. Looks like Patrick Green's going to take the throw-in from his own end. He's going to throw it deep. Julian South now has it right around midfield. It's kicked back by Wood and out of bounds. It's going to be another prep throw-in. Patrick Green's going to throw this deep, and Brock Harris is going to run on this. Don Petruzzelli's going to get a piece of it for Wood, and now they're going to fight for the ball. And it looks like the prep's going to take possession. Julian South's going to play it through to Brock Harris. Harris is going to take a shot, but just on the outside of the net. Wow, what a shot from Brock Harris on a great opportunity, a left-footed shot to the left side of the net, also from the left side of the net, and that just went outside.
Wow, I mean, you see Brock with electric speed right there. I mean, he took a shot with his left foot, but it's just off to the right. Looked like it might have squeezed in, but now good coverage by the Wood goalkeeper.
Yeah, and the Wood goalkeeper, as you said, looks like for this half it's going to be Eric Krause, and he's going to kick this one out. And Jerry Posluszny is going to kick it back into the Wood end. And now they're going to play a little volleyball as Don Petruzzelli is going to kick this back to the prep end. And now there's going to be a long ball from Wood, and they're going to keep possession. C.J. Clyde, Brandon Keehan's going to play it ahead. They get a shot off the crossbar, and Don Petruzzelli on the rebound. Enzo Petruzzelli, rather, can't get anything to go. And Wood's going to have the ball. They're going to play it back, keep possession. And now it's going to go along the wing to Tyler Kilmer. Kilmer has it. He's bodied off the ball heavily by Mike Sioko. And I believe they're calling a foul. Definitely came in a little too hot. And he got a lot of body. I'm not sure he got any of the ball. It's not going to be a corner, but it is going to be a kick right near the corner for Wood.
Yeah, I mean, once again, battling it out, prep versus Wood. I mean, this is going to be a huge kick right here for Wood in the corner. And we'll see how they can try and respond.
And here comes the kick, and it looks like Propato's going to put this back post to head ball. He just missed. He really got up. It looks like Lou Danielle for Wood, the center back, got on that, and he got up above everybody. He's a tall player and used his hops to get up there, headed the ball straight down, and just went to the right ride.
Wow, that's really unlucky for Wood right there. It looked like he took the shot and headed in, and it looked like it bounced right next to the goal, but then went over the goal, and it looked like it would have been and have had a better angle. So unlucky there for Wood.
Yeah, and it looks like now the prep's going to play this ball outside, and now it's going to be taken by a couple Wood players, and now Tyler Kilmer has it. He's going to play it inside before it's taken by Cole McCartney. McCartney's going to fake a shot. He's going to fake a turnaround, and now it's going to be taken. It looks like that's going to be maybe Propato, who's going to play it to Enzo Petruzzelli. Petruzzelli's going to play it back, looks like to Albert Funk, who's going to play it deep. And it's going to be a long run now for Brayden Keehan for Wood, but Jerry Posluszny's actually going to get to the ball first, took a great angle on that. And it's going to be taken from him by Brandon Keehan and out of bounds. Jerry Posluszny's Now going to throw this ball in, and actually he's going to hand it off to Michael Siocco, who's going to throw it in for the prep. Deep inside their own end, and Siocco is going to give this one to Casper. In the middle of the field, Casper's going to play it through, and he's got R.J. Carlucci. Carlucci is going to evade a defender, and he's going to try to put it through to Harris. Harris has speed. Harris is going to take it deep. He's past Petruzzelli. Harris tries to stop. It's taken by Petruzzelli. Now Harris has it inside the 18 with two men on him. He's going to try to play past Carlucci. Tipped away, and it looks like it's going to be Colin Christian's going to take this one. Puts it outside to Kiss. Kiss inside, and he's going to give it to, it looks like number two, Logan Pietrzak, who's going to play it deep and out of bounds for the prep.
You see the speed right there from Brock Harris, but unfortunately not enough for the prep as a great defensive play once again where Wood's surrounding Brock.
And now the prep's going to have possession. A great slide tackle from Enzo Petruzzelli, and that's going to give Wood possession. And it looks like as they try to fight back to Petruzzelli, it's going to be played deep by Topher Tarusco. And now prep is going to fight for possession, and there's going to be a foul on that fight. And it looks like Julian Faust is going to be called for that. And now ball's going to go to Wood after a quick play in, and now it's going to be Tyler Kilmer to Petruzzelli. Back to Kilmer on the outside, who's going to cross it in. And now it's over to Keehan. Keehan's going to shoot, and it's a goal! Wood scores. Brandon Keehan. What a shot Braden Keehan has. Looks like the assist came on the outside from Tyler Kilmer. Splits right through the prep's defense, and that's going to put Archbishop Wood Vikings up 1-0 on St. Joe's Prep.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal play from Wood right there. You see the 1-2 game from the side and right into the box for a beautiful goal. I mean, you couldn't have placed that better. Nothing Luca or Emilio can do about that to get cover the entire ground. I mean, it's a one-on-one from practically the five yards out. Incredible goal by Wood. Huge momentum shift. We'll see how the prep responds.
Yeah, great team play to open up the defense there from Wood. And once that defense is opened up, all they have to do is play it inside. And it looks like when they played it inside, their captain, Braden Keehan, was right there to finish it. Took one touch and fired it right through. He was right around the sixth. And like you said, not much Emilio can do there as Brock Harris is now going to take the tap for the prep. And Jerry Poslesny has the ball. He's going to play around to McCartney, and they're just going to hold ball here for a couple of seconds as they get situated. And now McCartney's got it in the midfield. He's going to play it again to the middle, and that's Casper. Casper back to Tarusco. And the Wood defense is going to start to slide up and give more pressure as now Siocco has it. It's going to play it inside to Casper. Casper's got some room to work with. He's going to give it to McCartney. McCartney's going to look outside but play it back to Patrick Green. His prep starts to move up to right around midfield here, and Casper's got it, and he's going to play it a little further back to Poslesny, who's going to move it over to Tarusco. And it looks like now Tarusco is going to try to play it to Shade. Shade's not able to get there. It's intercepted by Tyler Kilmer. He's going to give it to Petruzzelli. He's going to play it deep to Keehan. Keehan in a one-on-one with Poslesny. And now he's going to try to make a move and play it backwards. Not going to be able to get there. But Matt Shade is able to get there for the prep. He takes it. And now he's going to give it to Casper in the middle. Try to settle it down. They try to play it deep. It doesn't work. Now Harris is going to step for the prep, and he's got the ball. Now it's given to Faust. Faust can't make a move on Lou Danielle, but now he's got the ball, and he gets around him. And now he's going to look, brings it up the field. And it looks like there's some contact there. And now Wood's going to kick it back out. And it looks like Casper made a play on the ball for the prep before Wood takes it now. And Giuseppe Perpato has it now. He's going to play it all the way across the field on the right side. I believe that's Jackson Kiss. Kiss plays it into, it looks like, to Logan Pietrzak, who's going to play it back to Kiss, but it's intercepted and out of bounds.
Wow, Wood took so much energy from the second half, and they came out so explosive. I mean, their passes have been crisp. They've been playing left, right, from the outside, from the middle. I mean, just great job from Wood so far.
Yeah, Wood came out of halftime fired up, and they had a lot of opportunities in the first half, and it looks like they're just picking up right where they left off offensively. As now they're going to take it into the end again, and Brandon Keehan's going to get a shot on goal, saved by Luca Emilio. And it looks like it might have been C.J. Clyde on that shot and not Keehan. And
I mean, Emilio, once again, I mean, even though that goal had happened, I mean, he's been phenomenal all game. So, once again, great hold, great distribution, prep with the ball at midfield.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you now. And that ball is going to go out of bounds, but off a Wood defender as Pat Green's going to take it now right around midfield on the left side for the prep. And he motions for a man to move around, and he's going to throw it. It looks like it was off of a Wood defender, and now Wood's going to take possession. But it's intercepted by Casper on an attempt to move up the field. Put back to Faust, who's making a move for prep, and he's going to try to put Shade. Shade can't quite get it. Albert Funk's going to try to clear it for Wood, and he does so. Looks like it's going to be a throw for the prep, though. Very deep in the Wood zone, right around the corner. Shade's going to take this throw. He looks in the middle. He's got Sioko back for him. He's going to throw it to the middle. And it looks like there's a run there from McCartney, who's going to try to play it back to him, and he's going to be able to. Shade's going to look, gives it to Faust. Faust turns, looks to the middle of the net, tries to cross it in. He's got Harris. Harris can't get on the end of that one. And it looks like that's going to be off of another Wood player as the goalie tried to punch it away for another throw, but it's going to be a corner for the Prep.
Yeah, I think the Prep here really needs to get a ball to a big player and just put a head on the ball. I mean, coming from the far post, I mean, that's kind of where you're going to hit Wood from the back corner. And yeah. It looks like the crowd's really getting into this right now.
I was just about to say the crowd's getting into it now. Sioko's going to take the kick. It's going to be a low kick, and it's going to go right back to Sioko. Sioko's going to try to cross it in again, and nobody on the end of that. Brock Harris is going to line up a shot, and that's when it's going to go over the net. The ball started to bounce out, and Harris really took a crack at it, and it went right over the net. Would have been a beautiful goal if he was able to make that, but now it's going to be a goal kick.
Harris has been great for the Preps so far, but he can't really get that one last finish. I mean, he's had three shots so far, and all have been off the target. So let's hope he can get one in soon.
Yeah, I agree. And it looks like there's going to be a free kick here. A goal kick, rather. It's going to be Julian Omenko on it, the goalie for Wood. Omenko's going to play it deep, and nobody's on the end of that one. And it looks like RJ Carlucci for the Prep was able to get there first. Now it's taken by Jackson Kist. Ball never went out of bounds, though it was along the end line. And now Wood's going to have possession as they're going to start to move up the field. And they're going to settle it down. It goes to Albert Funk, the left back for Wood. He's going to play it on the wing to Wood player. He's going to try to make a move. Michael Sioko is going to take that away from him. Looks like Joseph Duffinger for Wood tried to make a play before Sioko took it from him. And now Julian Faust has it in the middle. He's going to play it back to Casper, who's got Sioko on the right wing. Going to try to play it through to Faust, not going to be able to get through, intercepted by Propato. And now this one's going to go to Kilmer. He's going to get the ball poked away from him, and now Casper has it for the Prep. He's going to play it back to Green. He's going to look to play Brock Harris deep, and he does get Harris deep. Harris in a one-on-one with a Wood defender, and Harris is not able to get there in time as it looks like it was poked away by Colin Christian, or it looks like it was poked away by might have been Lou Danielle. He's able to clear it for Wood and puts it out of bounds. And the Prep's going to have a throw now. Brock Harris deep in the Wood end. And Julian Faust tried to kick it in. And, wow, after a weird bounce on an attempted Wood clearance, it hit off of Faust and went right into the middle for Wood. And their goalie was able to pick it up, Julian Omenko. But if he was not there or if a Prep player was there, that would have been bad news for Wood. He's going to punt it deep and – Casper's going to try to head it out, but he heads it back. He flicks it on, and it could have been a dangerous play, but now Topher Terescu is going to step up and clear it for the Prep. Goes in the middle of Cole McCartney. McCartney looks around, and now he's going to play it back to Casper. Casper back to McCartney, and he's going to play it all the way outside for Pat Green. Green's going to kick it deep, and he has Harris again, but Petruzzelli is going to get there first, Dom Petruzzelli. And after passing it to Christian, getting back, he tries to play it to Propato, who's going to kick it out of bounds on the far sideline for a Prep throw. So it looks like it's going to be some subs here as Matt Shade is going to take a break for the Prep and Joey Sheridan is going to come on. It looks like Connor Christa will be coming on as well, possibly for Brock Harris. It looks like Harris is staying on, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would keep Harris in. He's been so electric, so fast, and I think we need that up top.
Yeah, and as play restarts, it went to Harris, but Harris loses possession, and now it's going to go up top for Wood, number four, Logan Savage, who loses possession. They're going to fight for it around midfield. Justin Casper steps up for the Prep. He takes possession as they have it right around midfield. Now it's Mike Sioku who's going to try to play it on to Sheridan. Sheridan can't get there. It's taken by Funk, and it looks like Funk plays it a little too far for himself, and it's going to be taken by Topher Terescu. And now a loose ball is going to result in a play from Wood midfielder C.J. Clyde, who's going to try to play it deep, but it's too deep. And this one's going to Luca Emilio, who's going to play it back to Jerry Pazlucini. And Pazlucini's going to look around. He's going to try to play it through to McCartney, a little too much on that. And Wood's going to take it the other way. It looks like Jackson Kiss has it now. Connor Christ following him. He's going to try to play him in down the wing. But, again, not on the same page, as it looks like Jerry Pazlucini's going to be there to just let this ball roll out of bounds for a goal kick.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, once again, I think the battle in between both teams has been very balanced again, and I think once again another momentum shift is gonna have to occur for another team to take a lead. And I think if the Prep wants to come back in this game, they're gonna have to keep playing that ball up top to Brock Harris. It's almost worked a couple times, and I think he can eventually put his foot on it and into the back of the net.
Yeah, and previous games we've seen Harris has kind of been a spark plug for the prep, and not only that, but he's been able to get the team opportunity after opportunity. And that has been the same today in this game. As now the prep's going to have possession. It looks like Casper's going to try to play it through. A slide from CJ Clyde hits that ball out of bounds. As now the prep's going to have a throw, and it's going to go to Connor Crist on the left side. Crist back to Pat Green, who's going to try to play it deep, and the prep is going to run again. Joey Sheridan can't get there as Wood heads it back, and it looks like there's going to be a step from looks like Cole McCartney, who's going to be taken down, but now the prep still has the ball, and it's going to be Brock Harris along the wing. He's going to put that too far, and Colin Kristen now has a throw for Wood. Kristen's going to throw it along the wing, and it looks like Jackson Kiss is there to head it on, but the prep's going to take back possession. But not for long, as this ball rolls out of bounds. And Wood is going to have another throw on the prep side of the field. It looks like Colin Kristen's going to take this, and he's got a far throw. And he's going to use that far throw to get it to it looks like Logan Savage, who's going to head it right out of bounds. Now it's Pat Green's turn to throw. He's going to give it to Harris. And Harris is going to try to take it through. Wood defender can't get it to go. And now this ball is going to go up top to Savage, who's going to lose possession. Casper has it now. Casper's going to play it back to Taresco for the prep. Taresco is going to put it in the middle for Casper. Casper's going to look around. He's going to use the space, and he's going to try to put it outside to McCartney. McCartney's got some room to work with. He puts it inside to Harris. Harris, there's a great step, it looks like, from Dom Petruzzelli. Taking it the other way, and now he's got Harris on him. Now he's going to play it to Enzo, who's going to put it back to Dom Petruzzelli, who cuts inside, but it's taken. What a play there from Jerry Pazlizny. He's going to put it back up the field, and it looks like Julian Faust, and a great slide tackle from Wood. But it's going to be taken by Mike Sioka from the prep. Looks like number 12, CJ Clyde, of the first slide tackle, tried to attempt another, wasn't able to get it. And now there's going to be a foul from Wood player number 15, it was 15, Giuseppe Perpato, and Prep is going to have a kick on the Wood side of the half.
Yeah, quick rewind. I want to talk about that Jerry Pazniewski, good stop right back there. I mean, it was one-on-one chance. I mean, it was him or the goal, and Jerry Pazniewski did a great job of containing him and getting the ball away. So nice steal by him.
Yeah, and Prep's going to move around with possession in the Wood end as Cole McCartney's taken down, but the Prep retains possession. Julian Faust is going to make a move on a Wood defender. He was almost taken down. A great play from Wood, but this one's going to go out of bounds for a Prep throw. Cole McCartney not happy. He wanted that call just outside the 18. Now this ball is going to go to him, and it's going to go back to Faust. He's going to cross it in, and it's not able to get to Brock Harris, who came inside, and now there's a long shot from Pazlesny. That one never really had a chance. He skied that one, similar to an earlier shot for the Prep. And the Prep is knocking on that door. I mean, not to say that Wood isn't. Wood has had a lot of opportunities as well, but the Prep wants that equalizer.
Yeah, I think they're just really hungry. I mean, this team is going to fight and fight and fight until the game's over, and you're going to see them apply pressure, and they won't stop until the game is over. This team will play all 90 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and so far this half, we have not had time to go down to our sideline reporter, and that's what we're going to do now. Our sideline reporter, Aiden Higgins. Aiden, what do you have for us?
It's been pretty equal so far in this half. I mean, both teams have had great opportunities. Wood's the only team that's been able to pull one away so far, but the Prep is right there.
Great intel, Aiden. And now it's going to look like the Prep has the ball, and they're going to kick it deep, and it's going to go out of bounds. It looks like that ball is going to go out of bounds for Wood possession, I believe. There's a bit of confusion. May have hit off of a player on another team, the other team being Prep. Now it is Wood ball. And they're going to take it up the wing, but it's going to hit off of Patrick Green and go out of bounds. So now they're going to try it again. Looks like a couple of Wood players over there to take the throw, but they're going to leave it for Colin Christian, who's got as we keep mentioning, a really long throw in the Wood, and Wood's really looking to utilize that. He's going to throw it deep to Perpato. Perpato is going to play this ball high, and nobody's on the end of that. Pat Green's going to try to play this deep, but it's going to go out of bounds right around midfield as Christian's going to have another long throw opportunity.
Yeah, it's just back and forth. I mean, perhaps playing a good job of D, and Wood's getting the ball back deep throws.
Yeah, and it looks like now Wood has the ball. And they're going to try to play it deep before it's intercepted by Faust. Faust gives it to Green, who's going to play it out. And now Harris has it. Harris is going to flick on McCartney. McCarthy's going to take it across midfield before it's taken by Giuseppe Perpato. Perpato's going to make a move around a couple prep defenders before it's taken by Pazluzny on the second wave of defenders. Now McCartney has it. McCartney's going to play it all the way outside to Faust, but a great step from Albert Funk, who's going to take it. Enzo Petrozelli and Funk going the other way with Casper on him now, and he's going to play it in the middle, and it looks like Giuseppe Perpato. And he's going to make a move. He's going to try to play it back to Petrozelli, but it's taken, and now on the ball is number 10 for Wood, Jackson Kiss. And Kiss is going to play it around. A couple Wood players have it, and now Kiss has it on the outside. He's being guarded by Sean Prue. Kiss makes a move on him. Kiss is going to try to take it inside. He crosses, and a shot. Another goal! Looks like Enzo Petrozelli has the goal to make it 2-0 Archbishop Wood. A great feed from Jackson Kiss. Another cross. It looks like Petrozelli was the first one to get there. He just puts a light tap on that ball, is able to elevate it above Luca Emilio, and puts it into the top left corner on a soft touch right inside the box.
That was a great setup by Wood right there to Petrozelli for the easy goal. I mean, once again, you see them going down the side, just putting in silver platter for them and just putting it right in the top corner. Once again, nothing Prep can really do about that.
Yeah, I would say that there's nothing really Luca Emilio could do about that one. I would agree with you there. And another play, Wood has really been able to open up these Prep defenses when they've taken it far into the corners. And that's really been, that's how they've been able to get both of their goals and a couple of other opportunities. It looks like that's what they're going to keep going back to. I mean, just makes sense for them, as that's what not only they've been able to get those two goals off of, but that's really how they've been able to put most of the pressure on the Prep. And the Prep is going to restart possession now. We've got about 20 minutes left in the half. We're about halfway through, and Prep's going to take possession. Now you've got Jerry Pazluzny playing to Michael Sioko, who's going to give it to Connor Crist before it's taken away. Giuseppe Perpato is going to give it to Enzo Petrozelli, just scored a goal. Taken by Connor Crist again. McCarthy's going to try to play it deep before it's intercepted. Looks like Dom Petrozelli now, who's going to play it up to Giuseppe Perpato. And now they're going to play it outside. It looks like Jackson Kiss has it now, makes a man miss. He's going to go deep, and now they're running. I think that's CJ Clyde on the wing. He's going to fight for it, but it's taken. Taken by Jerry Pazluzny. He's going to try to play it out, but now Wood's going to take it back. Enzo Petrozelli has possession. He's going to give it to Perpato, and Perpato had it poked away from him, and it looks like they're going to call a foul, and this is a dangerous position for Wood. It's not right outside the 18, but it's not too far from the net either. They should have a quality opportunity at a shot if they decide to take it. I'd be surprised if they went for a set piece instead and tried to lob it in. I think this is a good space for a shot.
Yeah, they're going to look for, once again, another top corner left shot. I mean, that's where Luca Emilio is going to try and cover, and that's where the Prep wall is going to try and take the top right corner away from them. And we'll see if there is either a rebound that could go either way.
It looks like Braden Keehan was initially on the ball for Wood to take the shot, but now they're switching to Giuseppe Perpato. And as we await the kick, ref sorts out a couple of things. The walls have to move back for the Prep. And now Perpato awaits this opportunity. Perpato's going to shoot it, tries to get under the wall, but it's blocked. And it's going to go out of bounds. Throw in for Wood.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for Wood. If you want to go under a wall, you got to keep that ball on the ground because the players are going to jump. So that's bad bad execution by Wood and good defense by the Prep.
Yeah, I definitely agree there, Teddy. Lifted it a little bit. A really tough thing to do, and now Wood's going to throw possession in, and it's touched by Enzo Petrozelli before it's cleared out by Pat Green. Pat Green's going to try to play Prep player through, but it's taken by Wood, and it looks like now this ball is going to be played deep to, it looks like Jackson Kiss on the wing, but he was not on the same page as this ball goes right to Sean Prue, who luckily for him whiffed on it, and it's going to go out of bounds for the Prep ball as Prue's going to throw it back in to Casper. Casper's going to play it deep. Now you have McCartney on the ball. McCarthy's going to play it deep, and now it's Faust, and it's taken by Kilmer. Kilmer's going to put it into the Prep end, and now Pazluzny has it. He's going to dribble through a Wood defender, and now he's going to play it through. Tried to get it to Faust, wasn't able to. There's a step from Dom Petrozelli, who's going to play it up to the area of Connor Crist, who's fouled for the Prep, and now Prep has possession. They're going to play it inside to Pat Green. Pat Green can't quite get there. Enzo Petrozelli is going to try to get it now after a touch from Giuseppe Perpato. And now Sean Prue has the ball for the Prep in their own area. Now Casper has it, back to McCartney, and now it's over to Prue, who has a lot of time on his wing right around midfield. And there's a step from Enzo Petruzzelli to Noah Vail. And now Jack Salvo has it for the prep. And Sean Prue gives it to McCarthy, who's going to look to give it back to Salvo. Salvo does. Salvo tries to play it through to Joey Sheridan, can't get there. And now Salvo's going to try again. And now Connor Chris gets up to try to head a ball in from way out, not able to get anything on that. Now Jerry Pozlesny has this ball from almost near half for the prep, and he's going to try to play it through to Chris. Chris loses possession. It looks like Giuseppe Perpato's on. He's going to play outside Colin Christian. Christian's going to try to settle it down. Actually, instead, he's going to play it deep. And it looks like a great touch from Braden Keehan, but Jerry Pozlesny saw it coming all day, and he's able to take this ball and play it back to Luca Ermelio. And Ermelio's going to play it outside to Sean Prue. Prue looks up the field. He's got a man on him. That looks like Brennan Keehan. Prue fakes and gives it to Casper, who's going to put it along to Pozlesny. Pozlesny tries to play a long ball through to Chris. Chris is able to get there in time, but it's stolen by Perpato, but Pozlesny takes it right back. And now McCartney has the ball right around midfield for the prep. He's going to pass it to Julian Faust. Faust makes a man miss. He's going to take it the other way, and he's met by a Wood defender. Looks like Lou Danielle now has it. He's going to try to play it through on the wing to Brandon Keehan, and that's not going to work out. And that's a great play from Mike Sioko, takes that ball away from him. And now this ball is going to go outside to Connor Chris for the prep. And Chris has it poked away from him by, it looks to be, maybe Jackson Kiss on the outside, far side. And now Pat Green's going to take it back from him. This ball is going to switch sides and go all the way over to Sean Prue. Prue's going to go to Casper. Casper is going to step up and take this past midfield for the prep, and he's followed by, it looks like, number 10 for Wood, Jackson Kiss. And now this ball is nearly going out of bounds, but has some backspin on it, and it's going to stay in. Mike Sioko is going to try to contain it for the prep, and he does. He plays it to Connor Crisp, who's going to give it back to Jack Green, or rather Patrick Green. And Green is going to try to play it long, and it looks like tried to give it to Chris, who was crushed on the play by a Wood defender. It looks like Colin Christian. Now the prep's going to have the opportunity for a set piece.
Yeah, I'm thinking here they need just a big shot. I mean, not even a goal, just I think a big shot that can really change momentum, that really just puts Wood back to reality. I mean, Wood has just been pushing and pushing and pushing, and this is what the prep needs to help him out.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ted. And here comes the kick from the prep, and nothing looks like it's going to come from it. And, wow, there's a play there. It looks like a Wood defender was the first to touch that, and he flicked it backwards. And a prep player was there, and he was definitely offsides. But prep's arguing that they weren't the ones that played the ball to him when he was in that offsides position. But it looks like, regardless, there's the offsides call. And now there's going to be a goal kick from Julian Nalmenko. And he's just going to play this one deep, but it's taken. Jack Salvo, and he's going to try to give it to Chris, but it's stolen. And it looks like now Wood's going to try to play it deep as well. But Jerry Pozlesny was able to take it away, gives it back to Luca Ermelio, who's had a Wood defender on him, goalie Luca Ermelio, but is able to play it deep to Cole McCarthy. And he now has it. He's going to try to give it to Sheridan. Sheridan being harassed by a defender, and he's going to be able to poke it away towards Julian Faust, who has it taken away from by Dom Petruzzelli. Now it looks like Faust continues to fight for the ball but is unable to get it, as Perpato is now on it for Wood. And it looks like a tough play from both Mike Sioko and another Wood player, perhaps C.J. Clyde on the outside, leads to a lot of body-on-body contact, and Mike Sioko is going to be called for the foul, as Colin Christian is on another one of these, which he's had success on for set pieces, right around midfield.
Yeah, and I think right now, I think they should just look for a pass right short and then try and take it over there from there. I think that's what they should do instead, and just kind of build out of the back, switch sides, and if they want to keep this momentum, especially
and,
look for a stop here.
And Chris plays it deep, but it's knocked away by Jack Salvo, and Salvo to Sheridan, over to Chris on the outside. Chris is going to try to play it deep to Faust, and he flicks it ahead to nobody. Lou Danielle gets on the end of that, and he's going to play it over to Albert Funk on the left wing. Funk's going to give it to the left. Sliding tackle from Sean Prue. Very solid play to break up the pass. And now it looks like Pat Green's going to be on the end of that one. As Wood tried to kick it deep into the prep end, and now Jack Salvo has it for prep, tries to advance the ball. Couldn't get it to Connor Chris, who was making an inside run. Salvo put it on the outside, and now Wood's going to take it the other way. It looks like Steppy Perpato is going to try to take this one. And now Pat Green's going to reestablish possession for the Preps. He nabs it from a wood defender, and now he's going to play to McCartney. McCartney makes the move, leaves it through to Chris. Chris makes the sliding tackle, tries to get it ahead to Sheridan. And it looks like there's going to be a throw-in to the Prep, as Sheridan had that ball kicked far away from him. Chris looks like he took a hard fall after a great hustle play, and it looks like he's going to have to come off. Sheridan wasn't able to get there in time off the pass. And there was a near opportunity for the Prep that could have changed the momentum you were talking about earlier, Ted.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, two sophomore attackers, Connor Chris and Joey Sheridan, I think both of them have made a huge impact so far this season, and that's just unfortunate they couldn't get there.
And the Prep's going to throw it in as the crowd's starting to get into it a little bit. And now there's a fight for the ball in the corner, and Prep emerges with the ball. Pat Green is going to try to play it inside to... looks to be Cole McCartney. He's going to try to play it to Faust. Can't get to that. Prue's going to have it on the outside after the ball switches sides of the field. He's going to try to cross it, and it's blocked by Wood defender. That looks like it is Lou Danielle, who has had a great game. And now it's going to be a throw-in from Casper. Casper's not going to be able to do much with it. And now Wood's going to try to clear it, but it's blocked. Jack Salvo now heads it, and McCartney's going to try to take a shot, but he's not able to get one off, as Wood tips it away, and this is going to go out of bounds for another throw for Justin Casper. Casper's going to play it back to Dezlesny inside of the Wood half, and he's the furthest man back for the Prep. He's going to play it over the side to Mike Sioko. Sioko's going to put it in the middle area, and now Faust has it. Faust is taken down by TJ Clyde, but Clyde's going to go the other way with the ball. Clyde is surrounded by a sea of Prep defenders, but he doesn't care. He's going to take it anyway, and he stops, puts on the brakes. Everybody passes him, and he's going to slow down possession for Wood. Tries to pass it to, it looks like, Jackson Kiss, not able to get there, and Prep's going to go the other way. Jack Salvo puts it outside to Cole McCartney. He's not going to get there in time. It's Albert Funk for Wood is going to watch this ball go out of bounds.
Yeah, look at the Prep didn't have numbers there. It was like six Wood defenders and only three Prep attackers, and I think they should have reset there before going for a counterattack to retain possession.
And this ball went out of bounds in the favor of the Prep, who's going to throw it in and juggle around possession. And I think this is a good time to go back down to our sideline reporter, Aiden Higgins. Aiden, what do you have for us now? Aiden, is there anything you have for us down on the sideline? Oh, we're having some technical difficulties getting Aiden on now as the ball goes far down on the side of the field, and Prep has possession. And now Prep is going to slow things down even more. And it's 2-0 Archbishop Wood right now with 11 minutes left in the half as the Prep's going to play it deep, and Sheridan has the opportunity, but it's stopped by Lou Danielle. Sheridan was deep down the field. And now it looks like things are slowing down as the Prep is going to play this ball back. They look around. And now it's going to be over to Justin Casper on a very slow pass. Casper's going to look, dribble it up the right side. He's got a Wood defender on him. That looks to be Logan Pietrzak. And he's going to give it to McCartney. McCartney's going to give it to Pozlesny. Pozlesny, the center back for the Prep, is going to try to chip it ahead. And nobody on the receiving end of that. And now this ball is going to come out. It looks like Giuseppe Propato tried to play it through to one of his players, probably Pat McHenry, an attacker for the team. Wasn't able to get anybody on the end of that as Prep is now cycling possession around again. And now they've got Casper on it, who's going to give it to McCartney. Gives it to Shade, or Sheridan, rather. Gives it back to McCartney. McCartney tries to make a move on his defender, tries to put it through him. And not able to do that as this ball is going to trickle back out to Casper. Casper's going to play it around, and now Mike Sioku's on it. And now Pozlesny, and he's going to play it back in to Salvo. Salvo to Casper back out, and he's going to try to put it in. Nobody on the end of that. Not the best play from Casper, as now Wood is coming the other way. Looks like maybe Lou Danielle on that, or rather C.J. Clyde taking it the other way. But yet again, he is just surrounded by Prep defenders. He tries to take a shot, a heavy challenge there. From Prep defender Jerry Pozlesny. It looks like on the end of his kick, Clyde clipped Pozlesny maybe on the ankle, and Pozlesny is down.
Oh, that's not looking good. Jerry Pozlesny, a huge junior leader, is now down. I mean, that was a hard challenge. And oh, he looks like he's up now, and it looks like he's going to be limping. It looks like he will be staying in the game. He looks like he's a little bit startled, but I think he should be healthy in a couple minutes once he shakes off the injury.
Yeah, I agree, Ted. And he's in a game where his fellow center back, Dennis McBride, the team captain, where he went down. Pavlovny has really needed to step up, and I think that he has done his part. And obviously, a player like McBride, it's tough to replace. But and Wood has taken advantage of the lessened defense as they're going to put in this corner now. And after a head ball, Luca Emilio had made a save, but now it looks like there's a player down for Wood.
Looks like they stopped play right there as Luca Emilio is showing some frustration as he was ready to distribute the ball, and they'll stop it for the Wood injury. Looks like he's up now. And they'll probably play the ball from a Luca Emilio goal kick.
Yeah, Emilio frustrated. In soccer, typically, the play is paused with an injured player once the team with the injured player gains possession of the ball. The prep had opportunities to go down the field. A lot of the Wood offense was up, and Emilio wanted to put that ball deep down the field and see if his team was able to get an opportunity. And the ref called it back, as now Emilio has the ball. He's going to put it outside to McCarthy. McCarthy's going to play it inside to Casper. Casper looks around. He's going to give it to Pozlozny, who's going to look deep, try to get it to Shade. Shade not on the end of that. Instead, Wood defender Lou Danielle is going to get a head on it, and before it's put back and forth, he's going to kick it very deep into the prep area, nearly out of bounds before Pozlozny collects the ball, and it's going to go to Sioko. And actually, it went out of bounds before Sioko was able to get it. Tried to play it back to Pozlozny, but the refs say that the ball had fully gone out of bounds. Now it's going to be a throw for Wood. And Colin Christian has another opportunity at this spectacularly long throw of his that he's going to try to get into the box.
Yeah, he's a very long throw, and he'll probably try to put this more central to get a Wood shot.
Yeah, and we keep mentioning this play. It's not necessarily a corner, but it's such a long throw that it gives Wood a scoring opportunity if they're able to capitalize. And now Wood's going to take possession after the throw just outside the 18, and they're going to play it back to Enzo Petrozelli. He's going to fake a shot. Looks he's going to give it to CJ Clyde, who's going to play it through to Petrozelli, and looks like that was Logan Savage on it, rather, and a save made by Emilio. Emilio looks around, surveys the field, and he's going to punt this one deep right around midfield as Cole McCartney takes it. But there's a good step from a Wood defender to poke it loose, and as they try to play it around, prep that is, they now have it in midfield, and now it's Julian Faust on it. Faust gives it to Green. Green looks around, tries to give it to McCartney. They're not on the same page as Wood takes this ball. And now McCartney steals it back from him, plays it, doesn't play it outside, fakes it outside. He's going to cut inside. He's going to try to take a shot. Didn't get much on it, barely got any contact. And Salvo tries to take a rip, but didn't get much contact either, as Wood finally has the opportunity to clear it deep, and now Pozlozny has it for the prep, cycling around possession. And now the prep plays it to the side to Sean Prue, but it's poked away by what looks to be CJ Clyde, and or Brandon Keehan, rather, but now Wood's going to play it deep and out of bounds. And Jerry Pozlozny now is going to take this one and throw it to Justin Casper. He's going to play it across to Mike Sioko, but it's picked off going the other way. And this ball is going to be cleared away by Casper before anything more comes of it. It looks like Tyler Kilmer got a piece of that and was able to intercept that ball before Casper was there to save the day. What could have been a breakaway for Kilmer.
This is do or die time right here for prep. I mean, you got to stop this corner. You got to go on a counterattack. You got almost pretty much 6 minutes left in the game, and you're down two goals. I think you need to just go full attack mode. Next 5 minutes, give it all you got.
Yeah, I agree. And Wood's going to have a corner now. And it looks like Propato is going to be on the end of this corner. And he's going to play this ball in. And far post, a little too far. Mike Fioco is going to chase this one for the prep. And now Wood's going to take possession back, and they float around, and the ref makes a call. Not sure what this call is. It may have been an offsides. The ball just kind of sat there for a little while before Wood collected it on the outside at a pretty good position. Now, prep's going to restart play, and Cole McCartney has it. He's going to pass it to Sean Prue on the side. Prue's going to try to give it to Shade, and it's taken by Albert Funk. Funk's going to play it ahead to Keehan, but it's intercepted. by Casper, gives it to McCartney, tries to make a move, can't do so, gives it, has it taken away from him by Prepato. Prepato has it taken away from him, this time by Salvo, who's going to play it back to Sioko, back to Salvo, who's going to play it up the wing, and it looks like RJ Carlucci is now running onto this ball. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Dom Petruzzelli. Between him and the other center back for Archbishop Wood, Lou Daniels, those two players have been everywhere, stopping any prep opportunity that has come their way in this second half.
Now here's a big throw from the prep. I mean, you want to get this ball deep inside to set up a shot.
Yeah, and prep takes the ball now, and they're going to play it back to Casper. He's going to take a far shot. Wasn't able to get that one on net. Goalie saw it the whole way, knew that there was no threat. Not a bad opportunity from Casper. It was a far shot, but it was a clear shot from outside the 18. And as the prep, you got to take any chance you get. And now there's 4 minutes left in the game, just a little over that, as Archbishop Wood still leads 2-0. And they're going to have a goal kick.
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge chance for the prep. I mean, you have to let that shot go at this point in the game. I mean, I like the shot opportunity for Justin Casper, but unfortunately not on goal.
Yeah, now the prep has possession, and now it's going to be cycled around again. That's been a running theme for them, as now Pozlesny gives it to Topher Toresco, who's going to play it along to Brock Harris, who was just subbed in. Harris tries to play it even further, but it's tipped by Colin Christen. That one's going to go out of bounds for another prep throw-in deep in the wood zone. Brock Harris tries to throw it into Cole McCartney, but it's taken from him and played deep by a wood defender. And now Pozlesny's got it, and he's going to pass along to Casper. Casper's going to try to play it deep, and it's to Sheridan. Sheridan gets possession, but while getting possession, he flicked the ball up, and it hit his hand. And it looks like there's some confusion as to whose hand it hit.
Looks like it unfortunately hit Joey Sheridan's hand on accident right there. I mean, that's a tough call. I mean, usually sometimes handballs aren't called by refs that are unintentional, and right there was definitely unintentional, but that is a big play for Wood, as they can just waste kill time right here. As 3 minutes and ticking in this game, Prep's going to need a big one right here.
Yeah, and Wood's going to play it deep, and now it's going to go to number 10. Looks like Jackson Kiss, who's going to try to make a move, but is not able to do anything with it, and Prep's going to have possession near their own net, as Casper is going to play it to Salvo. Salvo to Sheridan, back to Prue, and Prue's going to try to play it deep, but that's way out of bounds for Prue. Now it's going to be a throw-in for Wood. And it looks like Albert Funk is going to be throwing this one in.
Pozlesny looks a little bit startled right there as he hit the back of his shoulder on that aggressive tackle. And, I mean, once again, I mean, dude's a warrior. I mean, he already went down before, and he's still fighting back there without Dennis McBride. So big props to Jerry Pozlesny this game.
Yeah, and now it looks like Archbishop Wood's going to cycle the ball back as they have possession. They try to play it deep, but it's intercepted by Sean Prue. Sean Prue to Jack Salvo. Salvo's going to play it up before it's taken by Albert Funk. Funk's going to try to put it back in, but it's taken again by Salvo. Salvo's going to play it ahead to Sheridan. Sheridan over to McCartney. And as he fights with a Wood defender, he's able to get this ball over to Julian Faust. Faust is going to play it outside to Connor Crisp. Crisp plays it back, kind of slows it down. And it looks like they're going to stop the play for injured player Cole McCartney, who looks to be arguing now that he wasn't injured. He's kind of upset Prep had possession and may have been able to generate an opportunity to score, but nothing came of that as play was stopped. Prep will have possession after this brief stoppage. We'll see what they're able to make of it, as looks like there's a substitution being made. The ref sorts this all out.
Yeah, I mean, in his closing minutes right here, this is going to be your final chance to get a shot on goal. Oh, no, unfortunately, it looks like another dropping the ball back to Prep from Wood. So Prep's going to have to put this one on goal as they give the ball to Brock Harris on the wing.
Yeah, as you said, they give it deep to Brock Harris, and that one was kicked pretty far by Wood defender Dom Petruzzelli, and that's going to be tough to find. But Prep's going to throw it back in, and now it goes to RJ Carlucci, who takes a good shot on that. What a save. And now Prep's going to take a couple rebounds. Brock Harris tries one. Cole McCartney tries one. And all these shots are blocked. What a save from Julian Nalmenko on the original shot attempts, and then a volley of prep shots being blocked. Great play from the Wood defense to recover after allowing that one shot, and the ball was played out far, deep into the prep end, but they were able to recollect, and now Pozlesny has it up in the Wood zone. And now this one's going to go to McCartney, who tries to play it ahead. He's got Faust. Faust back to McCartney and makes a man miss, and now it takes on two, but chips it ahead. Tried to get it to Sheridan, wasn't able to, and now Wood's going to start to try to progress this ball back out. But there's a whiff from C.K. Clyde, I believe, and he wasn't able to get it. But it's a good distraction as Don Petruzzelli is able to play it deep. And now it looks like Jerry Plesbosny was trying to get the ball before he was beat to it by Braden Keehan, who kind of similar to Colin Kristen, has a great speed. But Keehan, in an attempt to put a shot on net, didn't do that as much, as there's less than a minute left. And it's going to be a goal kick for the Prep. 2-0 Wood. And what do you have to say here, Ted?
Well, it looked like as the time expires and there's only about 30 seconds left in the game, this will likely be a victory for Archbishop Wood. I mean, both battled all game, both fought. Momentum switched, and I think it's whoever team capitalized on a mistake first won the game, and that's what Wood did tonight. So props to Wood, props to Prep for both coming out here and competing.
Yeah, definitely. Both teams played a great game, a hard-fought battle, and Wood was eventually able to find what Prep could not stop, and that ended up being some crosses from the shallow corner. They were able to capitalize on a couple of them. And it looks like now as the clock ticks down, there's just about 3 seconds left. And as the game is about to end, that horn signifying the end. And a great win from Wood, a great game by Prep, and really just a great overall game. Ted, what are your thoughts on how that game went?
Well, I mean, I think the game, the Prep that lost, they started to lose their shape a little bit in the second half as Wood started to really push them and press them really high. I mean, they had so much energy. Players all over the field from Wood were just pressing and pressing and putting the pressure on. Looked like it was like 70 minutes in, and they looked like they just started the game. They were fresh. I mean, I think this is just a big moral victory from Wood. I mean, this game was just back and forth, and eventually someone had to break that tie. There were too many opportunities, and it looks like Wood got that tonight. I mean, that game could have gone either way, but nice win for Archbishop Wood, and respect to Prep for fighting for all of those 90 minutes while losing their star player, Dennis McBride. We'll have to keep an eye on that in the future for how long he will be out.
Yeah, Ted, and as you said, the Prep, despite playing a great game, is going to be without Dennis McBride. Despite that, they were able to put forth a valiant effort even after McBride went down. And despite both of the Wood goals being scored in the second half, the Prep played a good game nonetheless. I mean, among the Prep players, who did you think played just about, like, who do you think the best players were for the Prep?
Well, I think the best players for the Prep today, I'm going to name three. I'm going to say it was junior Brock Harris, junior Luca Emilio, the goalkeeper, and I would also say number five, Cole McCartney. I mean, first, we'll start off with Cole McCartney. I mean, dude was phenomenal in the middle. He had so much skill, so much talent. I mean, he made some people look silly sometimes. I mean, unfortunately, he had some shots that were blocked, but, I mean, great game from him, as always. Luca Emilio, the junior goalkeeper, he had a phenomenal pretty much first and second half. I mean, you saw him flying all over the field. Two goals, not really much you can do about it, both from 5 yards away, impossible to cover the entire goal. And for my last player, Brock Harris, I mean, he was electric on the wing. He was fast. He had a couple shots. Unfortunately, none of them went. But overall, this is definitely something to build on for Prep, as a lot of players who aren't Dennis McBride really stepped up for them. And it'll really show in the future that they have leaders in the junior class.
Yeah, and as you said, Brock Harris with a lot of shots. He actually led the team with four, followed by Julian Faust, who I thought he had a very good game as well. He played a lot of time with Cole McCartney. They had great chemistry, and between those two, that's where a lot of the Prep's offense went through. Additionally, I think that Jerry Plesbosny played a great game. I mean, he's a center back, and his other center back, Dennis McBride, went down early. And that forced him to step up, and despite allowing two goals after the injury to McBride, I think that Plesbosny played very great back there. There were a lot of opportunities that Wood had that he was able to stop, a lot of long balls over the top that even getting through a couple Prep players, Plesbosny was there to clean it up. And he was also the guy that whenever the ball went all the way back and he was able to make a stop, he did pretty well in making sure that they moved that ball back up the field safely and didn't have any crucial turnovers that cost him goals either. Who do you think on the Wood side of the ball played really well, Ted? I think that there were a lot of players that you could pick for this, but
In your opinion, who was the best? He didn't score, but I think Colin Christian was the X factor for Wood. I mean, he was so electric. He prevented so many prep opportunities on his side. I mean, it was like having a Richard Sherman on your team, except for soccer. I mean, the dude was crazy fast. Dude was crazy good on the ball. Great defense from him overall, and he was great at starting breakaways too. I mean, that's where the stats really won't show you how much of an impact Colin Christian had. But yeah, I mean, Wood had a lot of players step up, especially their captains, and great win for them.
Yeah, definitely. Their captain stepped up, and those captains, CJ Clyde, Braden Keehan, and Dom Petruzzelli all played great games. Petruzzelli along with Lou Danielle, both played really good in the back. They pitched a shutout along with Wood goalkeeper, Julian Nelmenko. And between those three players, it was really shutdown performance along with Colin Christian, as we mentioned. And Braden Keehan and Enzo Petruzzelli were the two players for Wood that ended up scoring the goals. And another great player for Wood, in my opinion, CJ Clyde. And between those players and a lot of other good players, Jackson Kiss and Tyler Kilmer, who had an assist, there was just a great overall game from Wood. And now wrapping things up, I'm Jack Owens here with my color analyst, Ted Anzac, after a 2-0 win for Archbishop Wood over the St. Joe's Prep Hawks. You're listening to WSJP, the St. Joe's Prep Student Broadcasting Club, only on blogtalkradio.com/WSJP, your home for St. Joe's Prep Hawks soccer. Thanks for tuning in, and go Prep.